Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our seventh installment in the final three brachos of Shmona Esrei. What I'd like to do now is I'd like to highlight some of the phrases that show up in this bracha. We could spend so much time on this bracha, but at least to give some perspective from different commentators on these different phrases. So we say, Modim anachnu lach, we give thanks to you. Sha'atahu Hashem Elokeinu ve'Elokei Avoseinu li'olam va'ed, that you are our God and the God of our fathers forever. What are we thanking him for there? It's true that he's our God and the God of our fathers, but what does that have to do with thanks? So Rav Schwab is a very nice idea. Rav Schwab suggests that what we're thanking him for is giving us the opportunity to understand that he's our God. How many times do we look at our brothers and sisters among the Jewish nation who do not and have not had the great privilege that we experience of understanding what it is to be a Jew, understanding relationship with God? How many times do we look at others and say, wow, if only that person had the education we had, if only that person had the environment, had the perspective that we have, they would surely benefit so much from it. And I could be that person. I could be, you know, an assimilated Jew who doesn't know any better, and it's not even my fault because I don't even know there's any value in Jewish religion and observance. And says Rav Schwab, that's what we're thanking God for right now. We give thanks to you that you're our God, that you gave us the opportunity to understand that you're our God. And it's not only that you gave us the opportunity to understand that you're our God, but you're Elokei Avoseinu. You conveyed it to us through this whole beautiful chain of Mesorah, of tradition, that we, through the generations, have a way of relating to God. And that's what we're thanking him for. A little bit further in the bracha, we say Tzur Chayenu, he's the rock of our lives, Magen Yishenu, the shield of our salvation. Now, on a basic level, when we talk about the shield of our salvation, most of us probably think in a very global way. You know, thank God the Jewish people are still around. Thank God, though they're surrounded by terribly, terribly dangerous enemies and neighbors, thank God our brothers and sisters in Israel are okay. So Rav Schwab has an interesting perspective. He says, Magen Yishenu is for simple people walking around in a seemingly safe place. He gives just a model. Think for a moment of bacterial infections. How many times could a person, if they didn't have the proper medications, maybe they weren't aware of what was going on medically inside of them, people could die from that. So and how many times do our own internal systems with which God created us, how many times do our own internal systems fight off those bacteria, even without medical intervention, even without special antibiotics and things of that sort? So even those simple things, my gosh, even being able to sneeze, even being able to have an excretory system, all these things, he's Magen Yishenu. He's a constant shield to us. Going further in the bracha, we talk about Nodelcha, we give thanks to you, Unisaperti Losecha, and we will tell of your praises. What's the difference between giving thanks to God and telling of his praises? So the Rebbe Yaakov, who is a very classic commentator, not widely known, but of a very different time, we're talking the Rishonim period, the Rebbe Yaakov says that Nisaperti Losecha, we will tell of your praises, is the study of Torah. It's a fascinating thing to think about. That yes, we stand up, we thank God, he does so much for us, but every time we study his Torah, every time we reflect on his Torah, we yet again are telling of his praises. He says that's why the verb used is telling, because it's not just saying something, it's studying, it's understanding it, it's sharing with others. That's Nesaper Tilasecha. So we say, Nodelecha Nesaper Tilasecha, Al Nisecha V'Al Niflo Secha. We talk about his miracles, his wonders, and we talk about the miracles shebechol yom imanu, that are with us every day. And Rav Schwab says this phrase is specifically talking about nisim nistarim, hidden miracles, not obvious miracles. He says, obvious miracles? That's what the Al Hanisim edition that we say on Chanukah and Purim and follows the Modim, but it's in the same bracha. That's what that part is about. But the not obvious miracles, that's what we're thanking him for. How many times in a day does God intervene to help us without us even thinking about it? And that's, according to Rav Schwab, is the point of the phrase, V'yal nisecha shebchol yom imanu, your miracles that are with us every day. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.